Wednesday, Thursday night, or the Yud Zayin Shvat. Hey, this is from a Shaila someone. So I'll say over the answer. By prayer, people are familiar with the idea that you can take Eichel from Soles. Of course, it has to be out there and without a Kli. Without a Kli that helps in the Borer process, that is. And it has to be out there. And you can't take Soles from Eichel except in specific circumstances, like a peel of fruit. Okay, let's say you have food that kinds of food upset, and there's walnuts or maybe tomatoes, and you don't like tomatoes or what? And the guy next to you like it, said, great. So you want to take out the tomatoes, let's say, that you don't like, and give it to the person sitting next to you who does like tomatoes. So to you, it's so less, and you're being misakein, which is essentially that you're being misakein the food in front of you because you want to get rid of the tomatoes. But the guy sitting next to you, he wants the tomatoes. So there's a few scenarios. So in the basic din, if everything, all things equal, meaning you're giving it to him and he's going to eat it right away. So to him, that's mutter. Poskim agreed that that's mutter. Shabbos Kachosver, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said that that's mutter. It becomes problematic. Let's say you take out the tomatoes and you put it in the center of the table, and you say, "Kol dechin yesev yechol," whoever who likes tomatoes, and you know, and you're hoping you'll find someone that likes tomatoes. So that's not good. Even if someone pops up and says, I like tomatoes, because there it's very clear and it's very clear that your main purpose, only purpose, the basic purpose is to get rid of the tomatoes from your plate. Let's say Ramesh has a case where you have vegetables in your soup. Your wife insists on putting it there, but you don't like the vegetables, but you're willing to eat the vegetables after you finish the soup. You just don't want it in the soup at the time you're eating the soup. It gets in the way. So you take it out of the soup, and your plan is to eat it after you eat the soup. You want to eat it b'zacharzeh. You don't want to eat it b'vasachas. So Ramesha says that's also, right now it's an act of taking the psoilus. It's psoilus, in other words, because you want to eat it later, after the soup. So that makes it be considered psoilus. Other achrayinim, Rabbi Yashiv, the Tzal, and others are makil because it's the same meal. So you wanna. It's just not called psoilus v'eichel. It's called just you're arranging the eichel in a certain way. So that's mutter, but the Moshe says it's also the chayyur would impact the case of the tomatoes too. If you give your guy sitting next to you tomatoes, but he wants to eat it for dessert. So it could be totally in the same machleik, because according to Moshe, that might very well be osur. Then, if you're getting rid of the tomatoes in your salad, then you're giving it to the guy sitting next to you, and he's going to eat it, it's clear, but he's going to eat it afterwards for dessert. So it seems to me, according to Moshe, would be osur, and according to the others, it would be mutter. Okay, that's that. Okay, now we're learning Chavis Halvodus, and we're in Parakei of Shari Yichud HaMaisa. And he has a rishus. He's very mayrich here. And it's almost funny because he goes through all the things that the Yetzer Hara will try to distract you from mitzvahs, from learning, and he'll try to get you involved in olam hazeh. And he goes through all the thoughts that the Yetzer Hara will try to be mevalbel you with. And most of these thoughts are very recognizable to us because we go through them all in Shmoneh Esrei usually. And he goes through your business and about what you have to do that day and the shopping list you have in the supermarket and what you have to buy and what's going on with your shutuf and is your shutuf cheating you? Are you getting everything you're supposed to? Are you in plus or minus in the bank? And he keeps going. He has a meal the whole moment if you have money in bank or stocks. Otsonu Bokar, that's what people used to have, that was their money, were in Sonu Bokar, Adomo the Zoro, Avodasor, Moyama Oretz, Echezben and Masar, You have cheshbonos with businessmen, or your mom, or yeshlecha chalvos, you have debts, ven yochel leforam. That happens sometimes to people. Ohim yeshlecha chaverim, shatatzorech lahargish al inyonam. And you have to worry about your friends, and all this is happening, you know, he's trying to distract you. It's very clever, because a lot of these things you'll think is a mitzvah. And he's trying to distract you from that, because he's saying, oh, it's also a mitzvah. And sometimes it is. So that's why you have to watch out. And you'll think about your business, and you'll think about Yalla Libcha Beshatifna Vodah Shemayim, Eza Min Shiyam and Aminim Elu. He's sure to come up with something. Lahatritz Chabo, to make you be Mesiach Das. Ulahasid Bo Ma'asecha. He's not even talking about Mila Davening. That's my addition to make it even more recognizable to us. But he's talking about any time you are certainly learning, not just davening, and even any time you want to do a mitzvah, so he tries to distract you. You know, I'll get to it right after I do this. He says, you know, you're ready to do it with your guf, but you want to engage your kavanas halev also. So he tries to divert the kavanas halev. Then he keeps going. If you don't like the examples I gave you till now, so there's always the New York Times crossword puzzle. He says, Yavra libcha chidos udvarim aruchim, you know, the riddles and questions, and someone asked you, you know, what are the five most whatever, and you start thinking about that. Maybe the Super Bowl is coming up, what are the odds? Obsipasim, it's a gambling type things. Hadaimulahem Mara, and he starts thinking about these things. How can you beat the odds? And he keeps going. The Chazalos wants you to know that he thought of everything already. He's as smart as the Yetzirah is. And if you get out, if you can escape from everything mentioned till now, so he'll start philosophical thoughts. You know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Can Hashem make a rock that he can't pick up? If everything has a first cause, so what's Hashem's first cause? And all these types of questions. Right, the best terutzim come up during Shmoneh Esrei, and yeah, I thought of a teretz. I need a drosha. I have to maybe make a tefillas nedava because I don't have a drosha yet. So it'll come to me during Shmoneh Esrei. Umashenisha, well, lilmod min hachochma, v'yachashiv im nafshu lasuk bo, v'yatrideu b'zeh b'chol maaseh ha'avoda, v'yafsad aleh keflayim mashe m'sakein olav. Even if it's something that has worth, it's not totally valueless, but the ikar is to be matrid you from doing whatever you're set to do now. Okay, you know what? We'll stop here. Oh, okay.